Now, the anointing can come and break yokes, and sometimes it's just really great to know there was an altar experience that I had, and I know when God changed my heart in that area, okay? So many times we do pray for people, but if we don't, it's not a big deal. It's a matter of being obedient to the Holy Spirit, and sometimes, and it's not going to come out just because I lay hands on you unless you really see it and hate it and come in agreement with truth, okay? So, and if you actually have all that, you really don't need hands laid on you. But sometimes it's just like, just let's wham it, Lord. Let's just get this thing out of here. And I want the anointing to break this yoke. I see it. I hate it. It's got to come out. Sometimes we do prophetic signs and wonders for it. Sometimes we just all pray corporately. And sometimes you have to just go home and deal with whatever God puts on your heart. Many times when we pray something like this, especially if you haven't had a little bit more line upon line teaching, you don't have enough revelation yet necessarily to get free. You don't really get it. Sometimes it just stirs it up. So I encourage you, and usually I pray this, but if I ever don't, when you leave a meeting, it's always wise to take authority in the heavenlies. The Bible gives you that authority if you're in Christ, to bind up anything of the enemy that came to the surface but didn't come out. And then say, Lord, you know what's there. Show me what you need to show me. Do whatever to get this out. Because when you bind it, it stays, but it can't bother you until God is in charge. Now, if you bind something and you don't deal with it, there's going to come a season when it's loose because you have to deal with it as God requires you to deal with it, okay? So don't play games with it, just unbinding everything. And everything you do has to be in faith or it doesn't work. And it can't be a ritual. So just start getting very serious about growing up in God and being led by the Spirit and doing the things he shows you to do, okay? And don't get all, oh, I've got to go on a Tuesday night or this and that. It's just kind of what we do on Tuesday nights because I realize usually as I walk through people's problems, including mine all week, a lot of us are facing the same things. And so it's a lot easier for us to all come together, hate this stuff, get free from shame, not care what anybody thinks, glorify God, and then watch, 50 or 60 people get free instead of one. I don't want to repeat these conversations 60 times, nor will I. I don't feel led to. But now you can go out and repeat them to people and pray for people, but it just works really good. It's kind of slow in the short term. But after a while, you start seeing a lot of people get really free. Plus, everybody learns how to do it, and everybody gets revelation, and you also lose that whole shame thing. The Bible says, confess your sins one to another, and he's faithful and just to forgive us all sin. So this is like a corporate way to do that, okay? And what you receive or don't receive is totally up to you, to what you believed, if God brought you here, to what's going on. I can say this. How many in this room knows that you know that God has set you free from things, as you've gone after healing and deliverance? So there's a lot of people who know. And it's just a great freedom. I also encourage you, after you leave a meeting, put on some worship music and thank God on your way home. Thank him for what he's done. Ask him to fill you up with more of him. Thank him for all that he's working in your life so that you don't go to bed thinking about what you got rid of, but you go to bed thinking about Jesus. And even when you're standing in line, just think about Jesus. Just think about Jesus till the anointing just comes and says, all right, all this stuff that they heard tonight, out of here. Now, we, because I go by biblical principle, but, the Holy Spirit does it however he wants. But overall, many times the Lord says, just do what you know to do, and then I'll just fill in the rest. But the Bible says, renounce every evil thing. Bible says it, not me. Bible says to renounce every evil thing. So if God's perfecting us, causing us to be able to surrender, calling us to have faith and to trust him more, he's going to bring up stuff some people might not think is important. I've gotten to a place of hating anything that Satan's put in me, anything. I don't care if I could get all the way to heaven with it. I don't care if it wouldn't even affect my ministry, except maybe in a small way. If it's from the enemy, I want nothing to do with it. I want to be truly holy, spotless and blameless, by being completely surrendered to the work of God in my life and allowing the Holy Spirit to do that which he was called here to do and placed inside of me to do, and that's to sanctify me, set me apart, and make me holy to be the bride of Christ. And I just cooperate with him. He's a teacher. He's a comforter. He's a friend. He reveals Jesus. He helps us see Jesus. He helps us know who Jesus is. He helps us have pure hearts. He helps us to keep the doctrine straight. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome friend. He's a Holy Spirit. And he lives inside of us. And it's by his Spirit that anything that is accomplished on earth for God's glory happens. And he is God. So once again, all the glory belongs to God because it's God doing everything. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty happy about the revelation that it's God setting me free and not me trying to set me free. You should be pretty happy that it's God setting you free and not Cindy trying to set you free. I'm thrilled. Don't you know this? For freedom, he set us free. The Bible says Jesus died to set us free. So of course, he's going to set you free. So why would you worry about that? We don't worry anymore, do we? We begin to thank him for how he set us free. We don't compare ourselves. We don't contend. We just believe him. And I just encourage people, just even that tape, that secret, that sounded like a good tape. Just re-listen. If you re-listen to some of the older teachings, you'll be amazed at how much more revelation you're going to get now that you're freer than you did before. I encourage anyone who's new, if you can get a hold of the Inner Healing Kit, it's great. It's personalized for you. You get the most teaching for the least amount of money. We purposely did that so new people coming and people hearing us over the internet or radio could have a pretty good jump start into catching up, so to speak, with all the work of deliverance that God has done here. There's coming a move of God where you judge your own heart so you won't be judged. And that's what we're doing. And what happens when I begin to say these things and I humble myself and I say, this is what the Lord showed me, or Karen humbles herself, or some of you humble yourselves and let me use your testimonies. It causes a chain reaction of people saying, hey, you know, I can be real here. I can humble myself. Or these people, they don't care. They just want to get free. You won't be judged. I have people, I can't go to that group. They judge me. I can't. I just laugh. I said, these people know way too much than to judge you. Why? Because they don't want to have come back on them whatever they're judging. You might think you're all that, but honestly, there's probably nobody in here who wants to go through another trial because of judging you. There's also no one in here who hasn't seen so much wickedness in their own heart that God set them free from that they're going to be the last one to cast that stone. And that's how it needs to be in the whole church. The whole church needs to get real and come to the revelation. Satan has done a number on us. Some people he worked overtime on. But Jesus Christ came to set us all free, and we can all rejoice as we get free. Hallelujah. Say, Lord Jesus, we just lift your name up. We thank you. You are the great I am. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Your Holy Spirit is wonderful. Your Holy Spirit is living inside of me. Your Holy Spirit is setting me free. Because of the finished work of the cross. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I come before the throne of God. And I ask you, Father, to forgive me for self-righteousness. Whoa. For taking from Jesus what he had to die to give me, for thinking that my actions, my gifts or my talents could somehow substitute for the righteousness of Christ. The word's very clear. If I break even one of your laws, I've broken them all. So how can I be puffed up in a righteousness because I've kept some of your laws? The word says that if I haven't kept all of them, even the attitude ones, then I've broken them all. I see clearly tonight the only righteousness I can ever have is in Jesus Christ, the perfect one. I want to be hidden in Christ. When the Father sees me, I'm hidden in Christ. He only sees me through the finished work of the cross. Holy Spirit, bring that about in the name of Jesus. I break the power of self-righteousness, and I command in the name of Jesus that evil spirit, that unclean spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Whoa, sha, whoa. Some of them are leaving just hearing about it. Father, I break the power of the spirit of negating things, doubting things, questioning if what you've done is true. I ask you to get that spirit out of my intellect. It has no authority to make deliverance hard for me. I believe everything in the Word, and I believe as I renounce every evil thing, then the anointing of God will sanctify me and make me holy and set me free. So I ask you, Lord Jesus, to get that doubting spirit out of my mind, to make this easier and faster, because I want to be like you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Father, forgive me for taking the blame for everything, for buying the lies of the enemy. Father, I thank you that I was a gift to my family. The Word of God says that children are a gift. If they did not open the package and rejoice over the gift, that's between them and you. I forgive them for that. But I break the power of the lie that I was not the right gift for my family. I break the power of the lie that I should have been given to another family. I break the power of bitterness that question you, Lord, and your ways. If someone receives a gift, and it's a wonderful gift, and it was wonderfully made, and someone doesn't want to receive that gift, it's because they have a problem. Lord, forgive me if in the situation with my children or in my marriage, I didn't receive the gifts you sent to me with open arms, or I tried to change them, I tried to control them, I thought I knew better what my gifts should be. Lord, please forgive me. Lord, heal those people. Heal their self-esteem. Lord, show me if I need to speak to them. Lord, you're breaking me right now. How the control in me tried to take the place of God and made others feel like there was something wrong with them, like they didn't belong, like I was better than them. Father, please forgive me right now. It's not about the motive. It's about the actions that lies in fear motivated. Father, thank you for setting me free. Thank you for releasing angels to begin to bring healing to relationships. I just trust you with that. I break the power of self-blame. I break the power of being the savior or the one to fix everything. I ask you to forgive me. I break the power of worry, as if I was worshiping myself as the one with the answers. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Break the power of those spirits involved. Set me free. Heal the people that I've wounded by trying to be their God. Heal the people that the critical spirit in me caused them to lose their own identity in you or their self-confidence. They caused them to feel that they weren't quite the right gift. Lord, I ask you to forgive me, and I forgive myself. I forgive others who've done this to me, from my husband to my children, wife for you guys, from my parents, anyone, Lord Jesus. Lord, just bring complete healing. Thank you that I'm wonderfully made. Thank you that I was the gift that was supposed to be given, even if Satan made people unable to see that. Lord, begin to heal all my relationships. Break the power of rebellion and bitterness and greed that came in my heart because of these things. We just give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.